Welcome back to the Mbaga Media Tech Talk podcast. Today, we're diving into a topic that's both financially devastating and deeply disturbing: the chilling reality of pig butchering scams.
It's a story with staggering numbers, like the recent $15 billion seized by federal prosecutors. But what makes this case particularly horrific is the revelation that the scammers themselves are often victims, trapped in forced labor.
Exactly. This isn't just about investment fraud, it's a disturbing synergy of financial crime and human trafficking. The term pig butchering is grimly accurate. Scammers meticulously groom victims, building trust over time, only to butcher them financially.
And the forced labor component is what elevates this to another level of depravity. Individuals are held in compounds, forced to operate phone farms, essentially becoming the instruments of deception themselves, all under duress.
It's a double layer of victimhood, where one group's suffering is weaponized to inflict suffering on another. Let's start by really understanding this dual victimhood, because the lines can easily blur in public perception.
Right. On one hand, you have the victims of the scam itself, those who lose their life savings through emotional manipulation and fraudulent investment promises. They suffer immense financial and emotional betrayal.
And on the other, you have the victims of forced labor. These are the individuals trapped in compounds, deprived of liberty, and coerced into participating in these criminal activities. Their suffering is the engine driving the scam.
The $15 billion seized represents profits generated by exploiting both groups. It's a testament to the immense scale of this particular criminal network and the efficiency, albeit barbaric, of its business model.
This forced labor provides the sheer manpower and operational capacity needed to scale these scams. It allows for a relentless, high-volume approach to initiating contact, grooming targets, and pushing fraudulent investments.
And how does that grooming process actually work? It begins so innocently, doesn't it? An unsolicited message, a friendly hello, a shared interest.
It does. We've all probably received those random messages online. Usually harmless, but in this context, it's the very first step in a meticulously planned deception. The scammers don't rush this part.
They invest weeks, sometimes months, into this grooming process. They mirror the victim's interests, aspirations, and vulnerabilities, creating what feels like a genuine relationship or deep friendship.
They share fabricated personal details, ask probing questions, and build a sense of intimacy and trust. It's a slow burn designed to disarm the target completely before introducing the financial element.
And the individuals initiating these conversations often present themselves as attractive, desirable people. They use stolen photos or create convincing fake profiles to lower the victim's defenses even further.
This romantic or platonic facade is their primary tool for emotional manipulation. They're not just building rapport. They're actively making the victim more susceptible to subsequent financial proposals.
It's a masterclass in deception, preying on loneliness, the desire for connection, and hope for a better future. They become confidants, trusted advisors, even objects of affection.
And what's surprising is that these scams often target well-educated individuals. It's not just the naive or technologically illiterate. The sophistication of the scammers means even intelligent people can fall victim.
That really highlights how effective psychological manipulation can be. Once that trust is established, the conversation inevitably pivots to financial opportunities.
Exactly. The scammers, having positioned themselves as savvy investors, introduce the idea of lucrative prospects, a new trading platform, a cryptocurrency with explosive growth, or a secret method for passive income.
And to make it seem credible, they present fabricated platforms. These look like legitimate financial services websites or apps, complete with charts and real-time data.
They encourage an initial small investment to test the waters. And here's the trick: these platforms show seemingly impressive, fabricated returns, creating a powerful sense of validation and excitement.
This success, however fake, encourages victims to deposit larger sums, to take advantage of the opportunity. The scammers might even allow small, controlled withdrawals to further solidify the illusion.
The cryptocurrency angle is particularly prevalent, and for good reason. Bitcoin and other digital currencies offer anonymity and speed that are highly attractive to criminals, making tracing funds incredibly difficult.
The scammers guide victims to use specific crypto exchanges or wallets, all while the money is being siphoned off. The entire investment is a mirage, the funds vanish, and the fabricated profits disappear from the fake platform.
This brings us to the global network and the sheer operational scale. The $15 billion seizure is almost incomprehensible. It speaks to a level of organization and reach that is truly alarming.
At the center, prosecutors allege, is an alleged kingpin or group orchestrating this vast, interconnected web. This isn't the work of a few individuals, it's a complex criminal enterprise.
The infrastructure includes not just the phone farms but also recruitment of unwilling workers, technological tools, development of fake platforms, and methods for laundering stolen funds. The global nature is critical.
So, why do these scams, despite being widely reported, continue to net billions? It's the potent emotional manipulation, the sophisticated fake platforms, the allure of quick returns, and the anonymity of cryptocurrencies.
Data consistently shows investment fraud, especially involving cryptocurrencies, as a leading cause of financial loss. The sheer volume of money involved indicates these are major criminal enterprises.
Beyond the financial losses, the broader implications are profound. We must continually reiterate the dual victimhood at play here.
On one side, individuals are left financially ruined and emotionally devastated. On the other, victims of human trafficking are trapped in horrific conditions, forced to be agents of crime under duress.
Combating these crimes presents immense challenges for law enforcement. Perpetrators are often in different countries, making extradition and prosecution difficult. Tracing digital assets requires specialized expertise.
Identifying the alleged kingpins is a painstaking process of piecing together digital footprints and financial transactions. It requires a global effort.
So, what can we do to protect ourselves? Awareness is the first critical step. Be aware of the red flags, unsolicited contact, rapid escalation of intimacy, and pushing investment opportunities.
Massive red flags include promises of guaranteed high returns with little to no risk. Be wary of pressure to act quickly or invest in unfamiliar cryptocurrencies or platforms. If it sounds too good to be true, it probably is.
In our digital lives, skepticism and due diligence are essential. Maintain caution when meeting new people online, never share sensitive information, and always do your own research on investments.
The $15 billion seizure is a significant victory, disrupting a major criminal network. But it's a stark reminder of the evolving landscape of financial crime. These scams are sophisticated, pervasive, and prey on human desires.
The ongoing battle requires constant vigilance, education, and collaboration from authorities and individuals alike. It's a continuous effort to stay ahead and protect the vulnerable.
Let's really dig into the psychological manipulation aspect. Scammers are, in a twisted way, expert psychologists. They understand our innate desires for connection, love, and financial security.
They tap into these fundamental needs and twist them into tools for deception. The romantic interest isn't just a scammer, they're the perfect partner with a financial secret. The friendly stranger is a generous mentor.
This emotional investment is what makes the financial one so much easier to swallow. The pig butchering metaphor extends beyond just financial fattening, it's about emotional fattening, making victims feel seen and cared for.
When someone has invested weeks or months pouring their heart out, confronting the idea that the entire relationship was a lie is incredibly difficult. The emotional barrier to accepting the deception is immense.
Consider the scammer's dedication. They are actors playing a long game, meticulously crafting personas, often using stolen photos, and investing hours daily into conversations. They learn about their victims' lives.
They remember birthdays, ask about family, offer comfort. This level of personalized attention is something many victims may not receive in real-world relationships, making the lure even stronger.
It's a sustained campaign of manipulation. The scammers are patient, understanding that rushing raises suspicion. They nurture the connection to ensure the victim is fully invested before introducing the financial element.
This patience is a key differentiator from simple phishing scams. It requires a level of commitment and strategic planning that is truly alarming. And then there's the forced labor component.
Individuals trapped in compounds, forced to execute these scams, are themselves victims of unimaginable cruelty. Lured with false promises, they find themselves in virtual prisons, controlled by fear.
They are forced to participate in defrauding others, creating a horrifying cycle of exploitation. The psychological toll on these individuals, forced to inflict suffering while enduring their own torment, is immense.
The scale indicated by the $15 billion seizure points to a highly organized, sophisticated criminal enterprise. We're talking about an infrastructure that includes recruitment, logistics, technology, financial operations, and management.
This level of organization requires significant resources and a sophisticated understanding of both technology and human behavior. It's a business model, albeit a horrific one.
The prevalence of cryptocurrency is critical to their success and the difficulty in dismantling these operations. Cryptocurrencies offer anonymity and speed that traditional banking systems often lack.
Transactions can be faster and sent globally without the same level of oversight. Tracing the ultimate beneficial owner can be incredibly challenging, especially with mixing services obscuring the trail.
This is why law enforcement agencies are investing heavily in specialized units and training. They need forensic accountants, cryptocurrency experts, and international legal cooperation.
The $15 billion seizure is a testament to the fact that these efforts are yielding results. It's a significant disruption, but likely only a portion of the total profits generated.
Let's dive deeper into the mechanics of those fake investment platforms. They aren't crude, they are meticulously designed to look and feel like legitimate financial trading platforms.
They feature professional design, clean interfaces, high-quality graphics, and intuitive navigation. They often simulate real-time market data, charts, and graphs.
Victims see personalized dashboards showing their supposed portfolio growth, complete with transaction histories and profit/loss statements. They might even have seemingly helpful customer support.
The initial small investments and subsequent simulated profits are crucial. This is the hook. Once a victim sees their money seemingly grow, their confidence skyrockets.
They become invested not just financially, but emotionally, in the success of this opportunity. It's a psychological feedback loop that makes them more likely to deposit larger sums.
The pressure to invest more can be immense. Scammers create a sense of urgency, suggesting the opportunity is time-limited or that larger investments yield greater returns.
They might also leverage the victim's desire to impress their romantic interest or new friend by showing off their growing wealth. It's a multi-pronged attack on judgment.
And social media plays a huge role. These scams often begin with unsolicited messages on platforms like WhatsApp, Telegram, Instagram, or Facebook. Scammers use these to identify and contact targets.
The public nature of these platforms, while offering avenues for awareness, can also be exploited by criminals to build initial connections. It's a double-edged sword.
The fact that well-educated individuals fall victim is crucial. This isn't about a lack of intelligence, it's about sophisticated psychological manipulation. Scammers exploit vulnerabilities that exist in all of us.
Loneliness, financial insecurity, a desire for a better life, a yearning for connection, these are universal human traits that skilled manipulators can leverage. They create a safe, hopeful environment.
The term pig butchering is so effective because it captures the essence, a slow, deliberate fattening before the final, brutal slaughter. It makes the victim complacent.
They are, in a sense, willingly walking to the slaughterhouse, guided by the very person who intends to butcher them. The $15 billion seizure is a stark reminder of the economic engine behind these operations.
This isn't just individual fraud, it's a global industry. The profits fuel further expansion, recruitment of forced labor, and technological development to stay ahead of law enforcement.
This is why awareness and education are so vital. It's not enough for law enforcement to make arrests, we need to be equipped with knowledge to recognize red flags.
Let's reiterate those crucial red flags: unsolicited contact, rapid escalation of intimacy, pushing investments, promises of guaranteed high returns, pressure to act quickly, and requests for cryptocurrency.
Also, being told to keep the opportunity a secret, and being directed to invest through unfamiliar platforms. When you see these signs, pause, step back, and apply critical thinking. Don't let emotions override judgment.
The dual victimhood cannot be stressed enough. We must have empathy for both groups. Those defrauded are left with financial devastation and emotional trauma, often feeling shame.
We need to assure them it's not their fault. And then there are the victims of forced labor, trapped in horrific conditions, complicit in these crimes under duress. Their plight is a stark reminder of interconnectedness.
The $15 billion seizure is a significant blow to one such network and a step towards justice. But it's also a call to action, highlighting the ongoing need for public awareness campaigns.
We need technological advancement for tracing digital assets and identifying perpetrators. And crucially, international cooperation to dismantle these transnational criminal networks.
Support for victims is also paramount, providing resources for those defrauded and for victims of human trafficking. The narrative of these scams is powerful, built on deception and exploitation.
It preys on our deepest human desires and vulnerabilities. The $15 billion seizure is a significant disruption, but the fight against these sophisticated financial crimes is ongoing.
Vigilance, education, and a healthy dose of skepticism are our best defenses in navigating the digital landscape. It's a continuous battle, essential to protect individuals and uphold justice.
Let's summarize the key factors driving these scams. First, the psychological manipulation is incredibly potent. Scammers exploit human desires for connection, love, and financial security, building deep emotional bonds.
This makes it difficult for victims to recognize red flags, even intelligent individuals. The deep emotional investment makes confronting the deception incredibly painful. Then there's the forced labor component.
This provides a captive, controlled workforce for high-volume scam operations, offering immense scalability and reduced risk for masterminds. It highlights the interconnectedness of human trafficking and financial crime.
However, the horrific conditions and psychological toll on the forced laborers are a profound humanitarian crisis. It complicates international prosecution and requires addressing multiple layers of criminal activity.
Sophisticated technology and platforms are another key factor. Fake investment platforms mimic legitimate services with professional interfaces and simulated real-time data, creating a convincing illusion of profitability.
The technical sophistication makes it hard for victims to distinguish fake from real. Advanced technological tools are also required for law enforcement to trace illicit digital assets and operations.
The integration of cryptocurrency is crucial. It offers speed and a degree of anonymity for transferring illicit funds globally, making tracing and recovery challenging for authorities.
The inherent anonymity and cross-border nature of crypto transactions significantly complicate investigations. Law enforcement needs specialized expertise to navigate this landscape.
Finally, the global reach and organization. These are vast, complex criminal enterprises with established infrastructure for recruitment, logistics, technology, and financial operations.
This organization is a strength, enabling massive scale. The challenge lies in the fact that perpetrators are often in different jurisdictions, requiring complex international cooperation for prosecution.
Dismantling these networks requires addressing multiple layers of management and operational support, which is a significant challenge.
Moving on to the strengths and insights. The scammers' adeptness at exploiting human desires is a major strength. They build deep emotional bonds that lower victims' defenses through personalized, patient approaches.
The forced labor component provides a captive workforce, offering immense scalability and reduced risk. It also highlights the disturbing interconnectedness of human trafficking and financial crime.
The sophisticated technology and platforms create a convincing illusion of profitability. The simulated returns and professional interfaces build trust and encourage larger investments.
Cryptocurrency integration offers speed and anonymity, a crucial element for moving illicit funds globally with relative ease, aligning with the need for rapid profit movement.
The global reach and organization are undeniable strengths. These are massive, complex enterprises with established infrastructure, demonstrating a high level of operational capability.
Now, let's look at the challenges and weaknesses. The effectiveness of psychological manipulation itself is a challenge for victims. It's hard for them to recognize red flags due to the deep emotional investment.
The horrific conditions and psychological toll on forced laborers represent a profound humanitarian crisis. Addressing this requires tackling multiple layers of criminal activity, which is a significant challenge.
The technical sophistication of fake platforms is a challenge for victims trying to distinguish real from fake. Law enforcement also faces challenges requiring advanced technological tools to trace illicit assets.
The anonymity and cross-border nature of crypto transactions are major challenges for investigations and asset recovery. Law enforcement needs specialized expertise in this area.
And the global reach, while a strength for the criminals, presents a challenge for prosecution. Perpetrators being in different jurisdictions requires complex international cooperation, which is often slow and difficult.
In conclusion, the $15 billion seizure is a significant victory, disrupting a major criminal network and bringing some measure of justice. It's a testament to the hard work of prosecutors and law enforcement.
However, it also serves as a stark reminder of the evolving landscape of financial crime. These scams are sophisticated, pervasive, and prey on fundamental human desires for connection and prosperity.
The ongoing battle against these criminals requires constant vigilance, education, and collaboration from authorities and from individuals navigating the digital world.
It's a continuous effort to stay one step ahead, to protect the vulnerable, and to dismantle these networks built on deception and, tragically, on human suffering. That covers the entire blog script.